starting. Rabbi Yoyd, correct?
Yes, Roma.
Right, okay. So we had yesterday that the Mishnah said you can't put a kli under the nair to catch the shemen. Rav Chisda expanded that to say you can't put a bowl under a chicken to catch the egg, but he said you can't put one on top of the egg to protect it. We had yesterday the first system called Hatzola Mitsuya. To save it this way is unusual. It's not usually going to happen. Chick-fil-A the egg on a slanted thing. So that's called Hatzola Shena Mitsuya. That you're not allowed to do. But once the egg is laid, that's already usual that it might be in a spot where kids would walk on it. So to cover it, you can. That was system number one. Rav Yosef comes in with a new system in Ganson now. Rav Yosef, I'm a high new time in the Rav Chisda. By putting the plate, let's say the kara, to catch the shemen, once the shemen goes into the kara, the shemen's mukta, that we said in the mission. Therefore, the plate becomes mukta. You can't move the plate. That's a new issue called Ein Mevatel Kli Mehechono. You can't break a kli from its preparation, meaning until you did that, the kli was movable. You're making it such that the kli can't be moved. It's an issue. It's interesting. Rashi, later in Shabbos, in two places, says it's like soiser. It's like you're destroying the kli.
By making it mukta.
Yeah, because you're making it immobile. You're essentially putting out a commission. Rashi, this mishnah seems to say it's like boinet, because it's like you're drilling it into its place. It looks like boinet. Okay, you're not allowed to do it. So now we got all these kashas. Eisvei, Abaye, chovish shel tevel. You had a barrel of tevel shenishbara. I broke. Maybe kli acher umeniyat tevel. You can put something under it to catch the tevel. So how can you do that? Tevel's mukta. You're basically making that kli immobile now. A very interesting thing. Even why? A tevel is considered muchan. Why? If somebody, now you're allowed to tevel, you're not allowed to take Trumas and on Shabbos, so not some Rabbona. But let's say somebody did it.
It's still good.
It would be good. So even though tevel's mukta, that's for sure, that's a Mishnah later. Tevel's mukta.
If somebody broke the mukta, you could use this.
So it's not called, you put that kli out of commission.
It could become cooler.
Correct. Right. And therefore, then the plate would be movable. Correct. We had that yesterday too. Well, once the nitzaitis hit the plate, the sparks, that's some sort of a fire, so it's mukta. So the plate is now immobile. Again, there should be a problem. Sorry, I'm rushing. Just we have to finish by 6:30 today. I'm sorry. Nitzaitis ain't by mamish. Nitzaitis is not something real. It's the plate's going to disappear. It's a spark. So you don't have to worry about it. I mean, as soon as it goes out, it's nothing. Okay.
So why should it be mukta?
Right, yeah. And even if it is, it's gone the same. I mean, it's not making that plate immobile. And then chen kairi we had yesterday, nishbro, the beam broke. We said we can support it. Some can also besav baruch samito. Now, we just made that bench. You basically pinned that bench.
Are you making it unusable?
Basically. We're talking where you didn't wedge it in tight. See, there's not a problem. Mukta, you're making it immobile because you're wedging it in. You're not going to be able to move for the rest of Shabbos. You're right. You're talking in a case, the roof, where it's in loose, the boy chocolate. It's supporting it, but you could pull it out. Okay. No sin kli tachas hadelev b'Shabbos. We said yesterday, you got a leak in your ceiling, and the rainwater's coming through. You can put a bucket there. Now, Pashas, we understood. We with Pashas understand that stuff coming through the roof is not drinkable. It's probably dirty water. So therefore, it's mukta. So vaiti, you're making your same problem. Says the Gemara, you're going to have to answer bedelef aroy. It's clean water coming through. Enochanami. If it won't be clean water, I mean, if that water will be unusable. Enochanami. You can't put a plate there.
Why wouldn't you see this rainwater, which is no lead anyway?
Rainwater is not no lead. We'll learn it in Erevin.
Well, I thought rain from the clouds.
The Gemara says it's not because it was there in the clouds. The Gemara in Erevin says it. Mice, it's not.
Okay.
Yeah, then you'd be in trouble.
In Beit Zitzis, it is. I think.
I don't think so. I can't say no, but I don't think so. Okay, good. Kofin as hasal, it's an interesting thing. Lefnei wa afroichim, shiyalu v'yerdu. You have little chicks, right? You can put a basket in front of them, they should climb on it. Now, we're going to learn later that balechayim are mukta. Live animals are mukta. So that's the same problem. You're letting the birds, the little chicks, go on that basket. That's putting a thing on the mukta. Same problem. Kosova mutalitalkalov. He held that you can be metal to the basket when the animals, the chicks are on it. So it's impossible. We learned that if you have a sal and you let the chicks that from him go on the sal, you can't then be metaltal the sal. When can't you carry the sal? When the chicks are on it. But when they go off it, you can't. So Vaita, you're not knocking it out of commission by putting this sal here. And then they're going to want it for a second, but they're going to go right off, so it's no problem. I frag the Gemara Vatanya Afalpisha ain't oidon all of us. Not true. We learned that even if they got off, they are no longer on that basket, whatever you call it, it's still Muktzah. Says the one that's different. Omer of Abo, Boydan all of Kobena Shmoshes. That's talking where the chicks were on it, Beina Shmoshes. This we've learned before. It's become a very important thing in Muktzah. The critical point for Muktzah is Beina Shmoshes. Once something's Muktzah Beina Shmoshes, that pins it for the whole day. Migudis katsoyle ben hashmoshes. Since it became muktzah ben hashmoshes, it's katsoyle kule yoima. So you're right. If the chicks were on it ben hashmoshes, then it becomes muktzah. It's a bustle of us or whatever it is, and that pins it for the whole Shabbos. But that's not our case here. We're saying a case. You have chicks on Shabbos. You can take a thing on Shabbos and let the chicks go on it. That's not a problem. When the chicks are on it, it might be muktzah. But it's no big deal. You can shoo them off and they'll jump right off. So you're not making the kli immobile. That's the second system. Now, both of these two systems presupposed that you can't put something under the egg, you remember? But you can put something on top of the egg. Comes Reb Yitzchak, says, not true. You can't put something under the egg. You can't put something on top of the egg. Amar Reb Yitzchak, just like you can't put something under the muktzah, so too you can't put a kli down on top of the egg, it shouldn't break. Now that's a whole new system already. Then you're telling me it's nothing to do with making this immobile, because it's not immobile, you're putting it on top, you can take it off. Did I told you yesterday, Reb Yitzchak has an extreme sheet in muktzah. Reb Yitzchak holds that not, we understand, let's say this is muktzah, so I can't be metaltal. This is not muktzah, I can be. I can't be metaltal to something that's not muktzah for the purposes of something that's muktzah. I don't care, up, down, that's not my problem. It has nothing to do with pinning it, nothing to do with that. I can't be metaltal to a non-muktzah item for the serve the purposes of a muktzah item. So then what's the difference? You put it on the egg, you put it under the egg, you put it under the shem, it makes no difference. Well, your purpose in moving that kli is to it serves some sort of function for the muktzah, they didn't allow it. Why? A kli can only be taken, can only be moved for something that's movable. If your end goal is to serve a muktzah, you can't move this thing. Oh, this thing is perfectly not muktzah, nothing wrong with it. Oh, Shregdimo, all these kashas, this whole list of kashas go against that. All these things over here, Chavish and Nishbara, all these kashas, for the Nitzaitzis, Kurish and Nishbara, Takas Hadela, Kaifin and Sasal, in all those cases, our answer was it wasn't a permanent pinning. But Lamaisi, you're moving your kli to support the beam. You're moving the kli to get the chicks on it. You are moving a kli for the purpose of something that's muktzah. Is Meisve kol hani tiyufta vishoni? And the answer is tzorach lemekoymet. Very interesting thing. When Reb Yitzchak said, I can't move this kli, even though this kli is not muktzah, I cannot move it for the purposes of this thing, that's true. But let's say this kli is sitting on the table, right? I need the space on the table, my plate down. That's called tzorach l'mekoyma. I'm picking this kli up for what purpose? Because I need the place under it. Once it's in my hand, I can already continue and bring it to the muktzah thing. But tzorach l'mekoyma is matir this iser. They said you can't take A is not muktzah, B is muktzah. You can't take A to serve B. But if you picked up A for your own purposes, which is a mutadika purpose, because tzorach l'mekoyma, you can then continue and let it serve the muktzah. So that will answer all these kashas. Any kasha will ever find that says you can move a non-muktzah item for a muktzah item, Rabbi Yitzchak will say it's always talking by tzorach l'mekoyma, meaning where you picked it up originally for your own purposes.
You really need to move the bed.
Correct, correct. And then you continued on. You didn't put it down. Once you put it down, you're going to be in trouble. Because if you put the thing down, then you can't pick it up again for the other. But in one move, you can do it.
Like if you really did need the space, the only reason was to
sell. No, you can't do it. Rabbis can't do it.
He says, no, but the case they're describing.
Yeah, he's going to be mad. All these Mishnayos are talking in such a case. Taisa says, why would we need it repeated so many times? You're telling me that fact about 10 times. Taisa talks about it. Toshma. Achas Beitza, Bryce in Beitza. Achas Beitza Shenolda B'Shabbos. Achas Beitza Shenolda B'Yontif. Right? Those are mukts. Ein metaltlin, you can't carry that egg. Lo lechasas bo saklil, you want to use it as a bottle stopper. You can't, mukzah. Go listen bo kari amita, you want to somehow support something with that egg. You can't, because it's mukzah. Avol, koifo leo kli, bishvil shalot yishoveh. So here says beferish, you can take something and cover the egg. According to Yitzchak, you can't. Now again, the answer is obviously tzorach lemakoymer. Tosfos points out here, the Gemara understood you can answer tzorach lemakoymer. What's just interesting to know, is there another answer? What says, here there isn't. Hochanayim, it's tzorach lemakoymer. You'll see in the next ones, the Gemara comes up with another answer. And I'm sorry I'm rushing, but we got to finish by 6:30 today. Toshma, I don't think we're going to make it, honestly. Toshma, parson machtsolis, you can spread mats al gabe avonim b'shabes. Now, you don't want them to get wet, right? Avonim pashas a muktzah. Avonim is muktzah, real muktzah. So how do you do that? You're carrying the machzolos for the purpose of the stones. So again, we can answer tzorach l'makomim, but here's the one that I have another answer. Bavonim mikurzolos. Okay, mikurzolos means their shape. They have a point, whatever it is. The chazin lebe sakisa, those didn't have toilet paper. They used to use those type of stones. So these were stones that were shaped in a way that was usable for Beis HaKise. Those are not mukts, obviously, because they are, you have in mind the ready Erev Shabbos that they should be for the Beis HaKise. Toshma, person machzolos al gabi levenim b'Shabbos. Bricks. Now, bricks are for building. They're not a kli, they're nothing. So they're mukts on Shabbos. Again, you're taking your mat for the mukts. Zogte de shtayim ibinyono, the chazin lemizgalai. We won't say late in Shabbos. We're talking about bricks. The building project is over. The bricks are now left over, and people would sit on those bricks. So again, we're talking about bricks that are not muktzah, that's all. Oh. Toshma. Person machzelos like a kaveris dvoirim b'shabbos. A kaveris dvoirim is, what it calls, a beehive.
What?
A beehive. B'shabbos, b'chamo b'pnei achamo, to protect it from the sun, u'b'kshomim b'pnei akshomim, to protect it from the rain. You shouldn't have in mind to capture the bar, to capture the what do you call it, the bees, because that's leches tzot. Good. We're not talking tzot. Now the problem is like this: a kaveres dvoirim pashtis is muktzach. What is it? Zog the Gemara, how come I ask you to get dvash? There's dvash inside the kaveres. Now the dvash is not muktzach. Dvash is dvash. It's honey. Oh, so now I don't know. The way it worked then, I don't know exactly how it worked. During the summer, they produced the dvash. In the winter, and it cleans out, during the winter, there's no dvash in there. I guess they hibernate. I don't know what they do over the winter, the bees exactly. But anyway, it keeps shooting. During the winter, there is no dvash in that kaveris. We'll just take it off faith. I don't know myself what the system is. So the Gemara understood it. Said over there, you can do it b'chamo b'pnei achamo b'kshom b'pnei akshom. Understanding what meaning? In the summer, you can protect it from the sun. In the winter, usually that's how the Gemara calls winter. You moist akshom. So Gemara is like this. You're talking. It has to be what is dvash in the kaveris. Well, it's mukt. Omle rabuk for me meishul dvash. Tena be moist achamo. Okay. In the summer, I understand the ikad dvash. Be moist akshom the lekad dvash. In the winter, there is no dvash. Is my ikal maybe? What are you going to answer me over there? Says the Gemara like this. The Gemara explains that even through the winter, they would leave inside the, they wouldn't take it all out. They would leave two chalos dvash. Chalos, the thing is short for chalos dvash is what you call those things, cakes of the, inside there are units of dvash. So they would leave two things of dvash in the over the winter. Portion, the bees should have what to eat over the winter. So that's what Mars says. What do you do in the winter? There is always some dvash. We always leave over the two chalos dvash for the bees to have some supply over the winter. Frank the Gemara slowed down. And you tell him, so that'll be your answer, that the kaveris is not muktzah because has in it dvash. So the Gemara, but those two chalas dvash were muktzes ninu. Those two chalas dvash are themselves muktzah. Why? Because you're not planning on eating them. They are set aside to keep the bees alive over the winter. You, as the Rosh Hashanah explains in Beitzah, it's not just animal food. Animal food is not muktzah. It's worth saying more than that. Those two chalas dvash, you set aside and will never take them out of there. They are there forever. So that's why the muktzah. What are you accomplishing for me? Says the Gemara, the chishav alayu. Eino chenami. We're talking about a special case. It has the two chalas dvash, which ordinarily would be muktzah, but I was hungry. I needed honey for my table. So before Shabbos, I had in mind that I'm going to use those chalas dvash on Shabbos. Okay, then it's no problem. Oh, now. So that's how we're learning this braisa. You can do it in the summer for the heat, in the winter for the rain. We're talking in the winter, where you had in mind on Erev Shabbos that the two chalas dvash, which ordinarily you wouldn't touch, you would leave for the bees, you're going to use them on Shabbos, so they're not muktzah. Now what does the braisa continue? But make sure you don't have in mind to capture the bees. Says the Gemara, the way you're setting up the braisa, it's only mutter because you had machshava. It's only mutter because on Friday you had in mind to, to eat the dvoh, to eat the honey. But let's say in a normal case, you didn't have anything on Friday, you didn't have anything in mind on Friday. You couldn't cover the beehive, because then those two chalas vash would be muktzah. And we're going to Rabbi Yitzchak, that's what you're telling me. It's only because I had in mind. So that means I didn't have in mind in a stamp case, it would be awesome. In fact, listen, then the price is overloaded. The price says like this. You can cover it up with the mat, but if you have in mind to capture the bees when you do that, it's awesome. You don't have to go that far. You could have told me a much simpler statement. Forget about capturing bees. If you didn't have in mind, it'll be awesome. You don't have to jump to Melech's Tzod. In Mooks itself, you have an Easter. It more often does that. You tell me, you can do this, A, but if you do B, you're in trouble. You want to get that as close to A as possible. I mean, you can cover this thing with a mat, but if you shoot somebody while you do it, it's awesome. I know that also. You know what I mean? You want to tell me something, the realm I'm dealing. So that when you're set up the braisa, it's only mutter because of a special case you had in mind to eat the dvat. So let the braisa fear rise. But if you didn't have in mind, it's awesome. You have to go to save this. If you had in mind to capture the bees, what do you have to go that far? Within muktz, I can make one case as muta, one case as awesome. Because it's only muta because it's a special case. When do I say it's muta? When he had in mind on Erev Shabbos to eat the honey. We'll sometimes do this. You're right, but I want to tell you a chiddush that even where it's chishev aleim, and it's not muktzah, you have to be careful because there's other problems involved here. Okay. So now the way we're learning this braisa, it's saying an interesting thing. It's saying you have to have in mind that you're going to eat those chalas dvash. Because if not, it's muktzah, and Rabbi Yitzchak says you can't take anything for the purpose of a muktzah item. So we're talking where you had in mind to eat the chalas dvash. Even if you had in mind, you still got to be careful, because if your intention is to capture the bees, you got another problem. You forget about muktzah, you got Melech's Tzod on your hands. So, who is the Mishnah talking according to? We have two players in this thing of Kavona. We have Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. So, Mishkel Rishi would say it's Reb Shimon, because according to Reb Yehuda, it doesn't matter if you had in mind or not. Because even Adam is carbon is awesome. If the Bryce is telling me, make sure you don't have in mind to capture the bees, we're obviously going according to Reb Shimon. Because according to Reb Yehuda, I don't care if you had in mind or you didn't have in mind, you're in trouble. So it's the Gemara, but we've got a problem here. I don't know if we've had it yet. Reb Shimon is the person who doesn't hold a muktzah. According to Reb Shimon, you wouldn't need chishev. According to Reb Shimon, anything that has a use on Shabbos is not muktzah. Honey's honey, I don't care what you set it aside for. That's the basic fundamental machlokes of Shimon Buda runs through all of Shabbos. When you take something that's usable, let's say Tamradiski, I don't know if I wasn't here that week, and if you test Tamradiski, what's a Tamradiski? Tamradiski means date. Tamar is dates. Dates. Now dates is food. How can you tell me food is muktzah? That's ridiculous, right? But this is not regular dates. This is regular dates that I set aside I'm going to sell tomorrow. It's my business. I make a living off of dates. I don't eat dates, I sell dates. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that's muktzah. Why? Because you, in your mind, made it no more food. You put it out of the food thing, you put it into the business department. Reb Shimon says, no such thing. No such thing, you put it in, you put it out. It's food. Similar thing here. This is honey set aside for the bees. Rav Shimon doesn't care about that kind of business. It's honey. It's edible. It's not muktzah. So we're in a bind over here. Who's this brisa going according to? If it's Rav Shimon, I don't have the whole muktzah headache on my hands. And what is Rav Yehuda? Why would you say in Rav Yehuda, Ubilvacha lo yiskaven lotzut? That's not the point. You should have said Ubilvacha lo yotzut. Make sure you don't capture them. Man, Ereb Shimon, Elesli Muktzah. I wouldn't have to say Chishev. I don't need all that. Ereb Yehuda, Kilomis Kavin, my Havi. Make sure you don't have in mind to capture the bees, but if you don't have it in mind, you're okay. What's the difference in Reb Yehuda? I don't care. Hadoshen is Kavin also. Zogdi Gemara, Li Oilom Reb Yehuda. The Gemish, the price, it doesn't mean exactly what it says. It doesn't mean make sure not to have in mind. It means make sure not to do it in a way that you're been capturing the bees. They don't know whether you have it in mind or not. Ubavachli Yiskavin Lotzud means my Ubavachli Yiskavin Lotzud Shalo Yasenu Bim Kimetsudu. When you, what are you doing here? You have a beehive. You're covering it up with some sort of a mat so it shouldn't get rained on. Correct? Make sure when you put the mat down you don't hermetically seal it, because then you're capturing bees whether or not you have in mind. The word Liskavin is not what the Brisa meant. It means Shalo Yasenu Kimetsudu. Make sure you don't make it a trap, meaning leave space. The lishboik luhu ravcha, leave some space. Ki heiched ala litzedu memeila. Leave some space when you bring down that mat that the bees should be able to get out. Because if you seal it off, even if you weren't thinking about capturing bees, you're in trouble. Because this is Reb Yehuda. That's the first teretz. That whole complication we got involved in, why? Because the Brisa said you can cover the honeycomb, not the beehive, from the sun to protect it from the sun. And when it's raining, to protect it from the rain. From that deduce the Gemara, if it's raining, we're talking in the winter. If we're talking in the winter, we got problems because there's no honey there. Says Avashi, we don't mean in the winter. We mean in the spring. It's still summertime, but sometimes it rains. It doesn't say be moisak shoving. It says you can protect it from the sun, you can protect it from the rain. Sometimes there's rains before the winter. So we don't have to get involved with Chalas Dvash, with all that. Avashi, Yoma, Miktoni, be moisak shoving. It doesn't say you can cover it in the summer and in the winter. You understood it meant in the winter, so you got all involved. The winter there's no honey, so you had to answer, I gotta go this whole season. Doesn't mean that, it means in the summer, whether it's sunny or raining. I Kemat never rains in the summer, it's true. Or Bovel, in the spring, in the autumn, in that in between time. Spring and autumn. You got no problems. In those, in the spring and the autumn, you can have sun, you can have rain, and you also have dvash, because it hasn't kicked into the winter yet. The winter is when there's no dvash left.
He would hold in the winter, you couldn't.
Correct. Okay. So again, Reb Chiyitzur came along and told us a big chumra in muktzah. You can't take a non-muktza item for the purposes of a muktza item. Omer Reb Sheshes, Poku, v'omer le Reb Yitzchok. Go and tell Reb Yitzchok. Kvartir gam Rav Huna l'shmeitzach bebovel. Your din of ain klin nital, letzor dov nital, Rav Huna is publicizing it in Bovel. Meaning Rav Huna also holds that way. And he said it in a different way. Dom Rav Huna, oisin mechitza l'mes, Bishvil Chai. You can make a machitza for the mess. Again, we're trying to protect the mess from the sun. Someone died. It was out in the sun. The problem shouldn't be Masriach. We're trying to protect the mess. So Olsen machitza, you can make a machitza for the mess, Bishvil Chai, if you do it for the Chai. He'll explain what he means in a second. But you can't make the machitza for the mess directly for the mess. How do you do it? What was he talking about? You have a mess out in the sun. Correct? Now we want to do something for him. What do we do? Let's see how he does it. And we're afraid it'll start to smell. Come to the people, sit down on either side of him, on the floor. They sit down on the ground. Why? We want them to get uncomfortable from the heat that they should have to bring beds for themselves to sit on. It becomes uncomfortable for them to sit. So he brings himself a cot of some sort. Okay, now they're sitting in the sun. It gets hot on top. Maybe in machatzela, some sort of a mat. uparsim aleim, and they spread it over themselves. Okay, so now they're each sitting on a bed, and I got this mat over there holding it up. What they then do is they stand this bed up on its end to support the machzelas, and they stand this bed up to support the machzelas, and they walk away. What they essentially did was they made a machitza covering for the mess, but nothing. It was done in a roundabout way. Nothing was brought for the mess. The bed was brought for the chai, because I'm uncomfortable. The mat was brought for me because I'm uncomfortable. Once it's there, we turn the bed on its end. Now the bed is supporting the machzelas, and we can walk away. That's what it means. Oisin mechitza lemes bishvil chai. I can make a mechitza for the mess when I actually do it for the chai. But I can't directly do it for the mess. Finish the bride. It says, okay, mitosu v'nishmar v'olichlo. It says, okay, mitosu v'nishmar v'olichlo. V'nimtza mechitza oisuya me'eleo. Now, let me ask a simple question. What do we need all this game arrived for? Bring the bed for the mess. Bring the thing to protect the mess. The answer is, because Avuna holds like Rabbi Yitzchok, you can't be metaltal a kli, elitzorach hanitla, mess is muktzah. So to bring the mat for the mess, you can't do that. So what we made a subterfuge here, essentially. I brought the bed for me, I brought the mat for me. Once it was in place, I put this there and I walked away from it. So you see, Rav Huna holds like Rav Yitzchok. It becomes a big issue once Rav Huna holds like Rav Yitzchok. You see, it's a generally held thing. This, what do you call it? Could be that's a really reason to paskin that way. Okay. We may make it. Itba. Mes amutl b'chamo. You have a mess that's in the sun. Again, we want to get him inside somehow. He's muktzah. Rav Yudah Mashmuel Omar. I'm sorry, Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Hoyv chayil mimita lemita. Very interesting. What do you do? He's laying on a bed like this. Sorry. You put another bed over here. You turn the bed like this. And flips him onto this bed. And you keep doing that until you get him into a place where it's shady. Now, this is something we're going to call tiltul min atzad. Am I being metaltal the mess? I am in a certain sense, but in an unusual kilachayat, in an indirect way, let's put it that way.
You started out on a bed.
Yeah. Let's assume he started on the bed, make life easier. Yeah. So, it's called tiltul min atzad. Picking up the mess, that's direct tiltul. This is called indirect tiltul. Yeah, right. Was I metaltal this thing just now? Minatzad I was. That's called till minatzad. Okay. So if you said that, you can do that. Reb Chanina Bashalmi, Yemishmei the Rav Oman. No, Maniachol of Kikar Otinik Umetaltalo. That we had on Daf Lamed when Dovid HaMelech died over there. That thing where we'll say is a special head to use only by a mess. Because you have a mess lying here, we take a kicker or a tinnit, we put him down on the mess, then we pick up the mess, and it's like we're carrying the baby. Okay, whatever it is, special trick they made up for a mess. Zog the Gemara like this. Hey, chodika kicker a tinnit, if you've got a kicker or a tinnit, something available to use, kuli amul or pligi di shori, avada it's mut, and that's the way to do it. Ki pligi de lesli. We're talking where I don't have available a kicker or a tinnit. So now my only eitzah is to flip him from bed to bed. Reb Chanina Bashalmi holds, you can't do that. If you don't have a kicker or a tinnit, you're stuck. Because tiltul min atzad, shmei tiltul. That's called tiltul. You're not allowed to be metaltal muktzah. Umar sova, loy shmei tiltul. Tiltul min atzad is not called tiltul. So it's muta. Fine. Leima kitanoi. Quickly. Ain matzilin at sames with nead leiku. Now we're not in the sun, now we're in a fire. We're afraid the mess will get burned. Says Tanakam, he gives what I can do. I can't pull him out of there. Omer Abuda ben Lokish, Shomati, Shematzilas. I heard you can't do it. Let's go. What's going on here? Hey, Chidomi. Either Ika Kikarotinik. My time is the Tanakama. If you have Kikarotinik, that's an accepted heta for a mess. Why would the Tanakama say you can't pull him out of there? Obviously, we're talking about there's no Kikarotinik available. Either Leko, and we mean, can you pick up the mess and take him out of there? My time is the Abuda ben Lokish. he wouldn't be matir till the tiltul mukzi. He wouldn't be matir. Elolav, exactly this case. But tiltul minatzad pligi. We're talking where there's no kicker at tinnik. You certainly can't pick up the mess. The question is, can you do it in this left-handed way, if you want to put it? Ma'asov tiltul minatzad shmei tiltul, meaning the Tanakhama said ein matzilos ames, because he holds tiltul minatzad shmei tiltul. That's called carrying the mess. You can't do it. Ma'asov, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lok is coming to say lo shmei tiltul, meaning you can take him out in this indirect way by flipping him from mat to mat. So Marcel Hurts and Machlok is telling him, no. The Kuliyamul Tiltu Menatzad Shmei Tiltu. Everybody holds you're not allowed to flip from bed to bed. So then what did Rabbi Yehuda Lakish Ben say? What did he say? Obviously, you're talking when there's no kick of a tinnik. If there's a kick of a tinnik, that's the way to do it. There's no kick of a tinnik. And going from bed to bed is awesome. So how did Rabbi Yehuda Ben Lakish say it? It's a special heter. In the time of the Rabbi Yehuda Ben Lakish, the Mitosha Odom Bohul Al Meso. What are you going to do? And all the Rishonim say from here, that's how we paskin. You know, Loki says a different thing here. We give a special heter. Because what are you going to tell the guy? Stand outside and let your mess burn. He's not going to listen to you. He's not going to listen. Odom Bol Al Meso. You're talking about someone who sees his relative going up in smoke. He's not standing outside. He's not. Think more of Shana, the psychologist. He's not. He's going to go in there and put out the fire, which is a lot worse, because putting out a fire could be an issue of rice. Tittle moves in fella. Is they ain't no chanami tiltu minatzad shmei tiltu? It's awesome to do it, but the Rebbe Lakish holds we will matter it in the case of a mess, because we're not matter it, you're going to come to worse problems.